In the book of John, the third chapter, the 16th verse is one of the most famous texts. We see it everywhere, tattooed at football games. And the significance can be lost in those moments. But in the moment when Nicodemus came to Jesus and he was wondering, what must I do to be saved? Jesus gave him this promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. That was a moment early on in Jesus' ministry when a man came to him and said, what must I do to be saved? And Nicodemus was there the day that he saw this promise fulfilled. He was there when he saw Christ's body broken and his flesh pierced for us. And in that moment, I believe, as we're told in the Desire of Ages and as we see through his actions at that time, I believe that he affirmed his desire to believe in the Son of God, to accept this gift, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And as we look on these symbols today, although we cannot see the physical, body of Jesus broken, although we cannot see his flesh pierced, we look on these symbols and we, like Nicodemus, need to affirm that we accept this gift, that we accept the cleansing and the offering that Jesus gave to each one of us. And so today we invite you to participate in that. As Seventh-day Adventists, we participate open communion, which means that we believe that if you have a desire in your heart to partake of the communion service, you have that right. You have that choice. And we desire for you to participate with us today. So if I could have the deacon stand. Thank you.
I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Most gracious and kind and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, your blessed Sabbath hours, to thank you for the gift of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for his sacrifice, for his broken body that was broken in our behalf.
Yes, Jesus.
And so we pray that a blessing would go upon each one this year, this day, and they will always remember your great sacrifice in our lives. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take and eat this bread, which is a symbol of the body that is broken for you.
And in the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new agreement between God and you that has been established and set in motion by my blood. Do this in remembrance of me," shall we pray? Gracious, awesome Lord, we come to you this morning in this solemn event, and we come with holy reverence, Lord. But we come to relish and celebrate and praise you for your awesome love. We come because you have called us to be your children. We've come because we need your love. And we want to celebrate with you this day the new life you've come to give us.
Amen.
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Drink ye all of it. We want to thank you for being a part of the service today, and we pray that what is taking place here today will be a moment in your life when you're reminded of Jesus' great love for you and his sacrifice for you. One of Jesus' great missions in life was to help those in need, those who were less fortunate. And at the doors, there will be those collecting an offering for the Samaritan Fund. And if you have, we encourage you to give to that fund. Now let us all stand as we close in prayer. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for your great sacrifice. We thank you that you were willing to come to this earth. And though you are God, you're willing to take on the likeness of man, that you were willing to become man, to live and to walk amongst us, to show us how to live, how to love. And we thank you, Jesus, most of all, for your sacrifice, that because you took the punishment for our sins, we can have a life eternal, that you did not come into this world to condemn us, but you came into this world to save us. Lord, and you simply call us to believe and to accept that gift. We thank you, Jesus. Now, as we leave this place, may we go out with new vigor, new energy, more aware of your love, and may we shine that love to our neighbors and our friends and our family and anyone that we may come in contact with. May they know that we love Jesus and that they too are loved by Jesus. In your name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.